Good evening, Rick, and everyone on the net tonight. Well, we had a real good anniversary party last night. Had 40 people that came out for it. We had some dignitaries from the ARRL and from the state government. So we had a good time. Everything turned out well. Had a couple of little last-minute snafus, but we worked through those, so everything turned out quite well. When I got home last night, my friend Bob came over. He wanted to pick up his one radio we're working on, his DMR radio, and I couldn't get it to work, so I thought, and he turned it on and called on, and it worked fine. So I guess his magic touch got it from there. We still can't get the one that I bought at Dayton to work. And Mike, KF8EDQ, has been trying to help me out, but so far no good, so I just think I got a bad radio. Something's going on. But last night we were sitting in the kitchen talking, and I hear this noise, and I'm like, what's that? And then it goes off, and okay. And then a little while later it comes back on again and off, and finally, after several minutes, I got up to go see what it was, and it was my dishwasher. Well, we just bought this dishwasher about a month ago. We just got it the end of July, I think, so we've had it just about a month. And it's already throwing an error code that there's a leak detector. Well, I pulled it out this afternoon. It says flip it on its side, take over this out this bottom pan. There was like one drop of water assembly in this pan around an edge. So it said to clean it off, dry it up, put it back together. That should fix it. Put it back together. It was got everything back installed. And about 3 hours later now, we just get, my wife sends me an email and says, is there something with the dishwasher again? I said, yep, it's doing it again. So we got a call tomorrow, and kind of come pick this thing up and get me another one. It's a month old, and it's already broken. So we've used it probably once a week, so about four or five times in the last month, and it's throwing error codes. So wonderful. We haven't had good luck. The last one we had broke five times in 5 years, and the one we had before that lasted 20 years. So they don't make anything like they used to, that's for sure. That's all I got for this round, Rick. Thanks for doing it, KC8YVF.
Well, thank you there, Ron. Next we'll go to KF8EDQ, Mike, with KD8PAZ on standby. Mike, go ahead and pick it up, KC8BOA.